Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions has begun. I am Gabriel Brunson. I'm on a grid, Sirius XM channel 159. Let's do this thing. We're breaking it down TBT style. 1 week from tonight, the National Football League preseason kicks off. So we're 1 week away from the start of the National Football League preseason. We are officially 30 days away from the start of college football. 30 days from now, college football week zero kicks off. Notre Dame and Navy from Dublin, Ireland. And we got a semi-full slate of games. They go all day. There's no real heavyweight matchups in week zero. And for those of you that are counting, like I am, 42 days, Cam. 42 days until NFL kickoff with the Detroit Lions and the Kansas City Chiefs on Thursday Night Football. 42
Can't
days.
Can't wait, Marenti. Yeah, it's gonna feel only like a couple, baby. Time flies. You know that.
No, so I'm, six I'm Thursdays, Cam.
Right around the corner. Yep, six Thursdays.
Six Thursdays. Nothing. I had to do some Wisconsin math. 6 times 7. 42?
Yeah. 9.
Yeah. Four. It was 35, 40. If it's 42, I'm like, I guess it's 6 Thursdays from now. It is. So yeah. 6 Thursdays times, from yeah. now, the Lions and the Chiefs will be playing.
Yep, 7 times 6. You said it. I remember, didn't Bovey give us a bet on that game already? Like with the weird stuff that he does, a horse race here. When it was like, I'm taking the Lions week one. I think you already made that bet a couple weeks ago. But
and yeah, he calls us degenerate weasels like we do crazy things. This guy already bet on the Detroit Lions in week one. Oh, I like the Lions plus the points.
Yeah. You rest your case, Morenci. Guilty.
Another one is our boy Gamblu. I only bet on MMA, NHL playoffs, and NFL. And then after a couple of drinks, I've got a future on the LA Sparks. I've got a piece.
Yeah, that's right.
It's like,
Phoenix Mercury.
Sounds like you bet. Yeah, sounds like you bet every sport. Actually, I only bet this. Like
it does.
He starts pulling tickets out. I got a future on the Arizona Wildcats.
That's the best.
Told you, Ken. Anybody that gambles, they're never telling the full side of the story. I've said it a million times before. Never telling the full side of the story. But here is one full side of the story. The Angels are hot right
now. They are.
The Angels are hot. And it's funny because everybody's like, you got to trade Ohtani. There you go. You better trade Ohtani. And now I see on the front page of ESPN, Ken, why going all in against all odds is Angels' best hope of keeping Ohtani. So now what? I like too. They're like, Ohtani's off the market. He was never on the market, Ken. The Angels never once said we were trading Ohtani.
No, they didn't.
Never once said that, right? Like they never. Have you heard of one offer? I haven't heard this team actually offered this or that. No, like it was. They never said they were trading him. We all they should trade him. People were saying they should trade him. But what did we also talk about? We said, man, if this team gets hot. And the players know we get hot. Not only forget about trading Ohtani, man. Who the hell would have thought the Angels are going to bring in Lucas Giolito?
Exactly. And even Lopez is an extra arm, Gabe. I'm telling you this, too. Ohtani, what he did today with a complete game, one hitter after this news and then hitting his 37th home run, it's almost like a movie that you wouldn't believe the script to. This guy is simply not human.
Shout out to all our AM radio affiliates. Let's do this thing. I am Gabriel Morenci. Shohei Ohtani pitches a one-hitter, hits a home run. Angels win 6-0, and then they're following it up right now. They're up 8-2. They're on the war path. They picked up Ronaldo Lopez last night, Lucas Giolito last night. Obviously, they're keeping Ohtani, and they're playing themselves right back into the wild card conversation right now. We've got a big time series over the weekend with the Toronto Blue Jays and a subtly hot Angels team. As it is right now, the wild card standings, the Angels still have some work to do. They're playing right now, so they're down 3.5 right now. So they're down 3.5. They could pick up another they could pick up another half game here. The Yankees, so they're one game behind the Yankees right now. They're two games behind the Red Sox, and the Blue Jays are hanging on for that last wild card. I don't want whatever, Cam. Ghost runners, pitch clocks and all this, whatever. Either way, it's going to be a pretty crazy pennant chase and wild card chase down the stretch here in the American League. Late night tonight of Major League Baseball. We do have a TBT game going off the board here, Cam, in a couple of minutes, as in like now, the Gutter Cat Gang taking on Team Shell Shock. The Gutter Cat Gang. Gutter Cat Gang are...
I just love the names of these teams. Gutter Cat Gang.
Sounds like...
Friday Beers.
Sounds like a bowling league, huh? Friday Beers.
Yes, good call.
Cats.
Yeah, yeah, the Gutter
like
Balls.
The Gutter Cats.
Yeah, exactly.
Gutter Cats.
Yeah, the, like, bowling like on The team, Simpsons.
Man, the Gutter Cats.
The Pin Pals. Yeah, the Pin Pals versus the Gutter Cats. Sounds great.
Pin Pals. That's a great name to it. The Pin Pals.
That was awesome. I love Pin Pals. Great team.
So the Gutter Cats, formerly Team Hines, back for this summer's TBT. After reaching the quarterfinals last year, the squad is mostly intact from last year, including dominant guard C.J. Peterson and sharpshooter Jarrell Eddy. So this team, Cam, has experience. They're laying 4.5 points here in this game, and I think we should lay the 4.5. We've seen it right now. We're getting to the time of the tournament right now where the teams that have been around before. You notice the common pattern. Most of the teams left standing are the teams that we all have heard before. Like, they've been around this tournament before. These guys are 11-4, Cam, all time in this tournament.
That's fantastic.
So they've never won, but they've won 11 of their 15 games at a TBT. They're winning tonight.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Well, Ohtani has hit two home runs, Cam. So added another one here. It's not a bad day for Ohtani in Detroit today. Detroit Rock City for Ohtani.
How is this ever going to be duplicated? A complete game, one hitter and two home runs in a double header? Even if there's another positional player who can pitch and hit, Gabe, I don't see – this is a record, and Parker was talking about it. I agree with him. Like, it won't be in our lifetime, I could tell you that. I don't know how long the world's going to last, but that is – this guy's just rewriting the record book. Who's going to do it? Who's going to hit more than two home runs and complete almost a no-hitter, one hitter, nine-inning game? Who?
Not at this level, right? Not again. Well, you know what? Pitchers don't hit anymore. That's another thing.
That's right.
Let's not forget, though, Madison Bumgarner was pretty good, bro.
He was. He was.
Pretty good.
It's a good call by you. He was very, actually,
dude,
he won.
Hitting home runs in the World Series and stuff. Like,
yes.
You know what I mean?
In Kansas City, he single-handedly beat the Royals in that World Series. He was the reason they won that World Series.
Like, Madison Bumgarner's a good hitter. He was a good hitter.
Is.
Like, that guy for a pitcher, and he was a good pitcher. Yeah. But it was like, yeah, no, it ain't no joke, bro, what the hell. Like, if you, like, pitchers used to think, no, I'll get him out. It was like, dude, he just lined it into the gap for a double on you. Like,
you're right.
Bumgarner could hit. It's always bothered me, Ken, to be honest. That's why you know what I like about Ohtani? I bet you he doesn't think it's a big deal. You know what I mean?
I would agree.
He's just playing baseball. Like, he's like, I don't know, like, I'm just, you know, I pitch and I hit, and like, it's part of the sport. But if you look at it, Cam, most pitchers, bro, were like the best hitter on their high school baseball team and in college and stuff even. It's
remember
when they
guy?
Get to the big leagues. The big leagues, they're like, no, we don't want you to do both. And it's like, okay, I'm not saying to do both. But before, they didn't even want pitchers, like, running hard down to first base. Like, they don't like pitchers swinging the bat. You're going to pull something. And It's too bad because I think there are a few pitchers that actually could do both. Not as well as Ohtani, obviously.
Yeah.
Maybe they couldn't hit as well as him, but like Zach Greinke's another one, Kim. Zach Greinke can hit a baseball.
Oh, yeah. Zach Greinke can hit. And another guy that people forget about, but he wasn't a great pitcher, Owings. He was a guy, he had monster power. Like, I remember for a while, like, he was a guy, he stepped up there, he blasted home runs, but his pitching, his hitting was actually better than his pitching. But Ohtani's doing the best of both worlds, which is absolutely insane to me. So. Yeah, you could call on Bumgarner, though. I would say after Ohtani, he's the guy that would come to mind as the best.
Man, his Angels team, though. I rode him this morning. I've been riding the wave here, obviously, with Ohtani, short price. I couldn't believe it. Ohtani was plus 170 to record the win today. Nice. Yeah, pretty good odds. So looking at the baseball card coming up here, we've got the Washington Nationals and the New York Mets. Cam, FanDuel right now, the Mets minus 225. The total is 9 in this game. The Nationals are plus 188. The Nationals have actually been a scrappy team. We've talked about them. But as you learned against Colorado earlier in the week, I think, Cam, the moral of that story was the Nationals, I think, are more attractive when they're getting plus 188 than when they have to win a game at home.
It's true. You know what I mean? They were very lucky.
That's the thing. Like, tonight, they're a dog. Like, you know, when they're at home and it's a pick 'em and stuff. But the Nationals are 5-1 straight up in their last six games.
Yeah, and but the thing is, the crazy thing is, Gabe, when they met Mr. Hand and the rest of those guys, Bard, like the Colorado bullpen, like I was watching it, it was embarrassing watching these guys. They were throwing four straight balls in the dirt. Like it was laughable. So Washington came back in both of those games. As for the Mets, they've been playing a little bit better, you know. And tonight, I wouldn't lay it, Gabe, but I did do a same game parlay with this game. The Mets have been actually good to me recently. So yeah, and it's plus money now. But you're right, you can't lay that price. With the New York Mets. I like Senga tonight to get over 5.5 strikeouts with them to win at plus 123 is my same game parlay. That's what I'm riding tonight.
I like the Senga look. I'm not sure the Mets win. I do like the Senga look. I like Senga over 5.5 as well. Gray's prop is 4.5 tonight. He had gone over in six straight games. The last two, he has not. And Gray's interesting, actually. He's a good pitcher, obviously. They're both all-stars. Gray's a good pitcher. He's coming off a 7-inning, very impressive outing against the San Francisco Giants. But he got hit hard in his two starts before that. But I think he could be back on track. And then you've got Senga, who's been pretty solid, obviously. His strikeout prop, 5.5, 6-1 to the over in the last seven. This is an interesting number that I stumbled upon today, Cam. The Mets are 16-9 team total to the under in the last 25. For the team total players. 16-9. That's a significant sort of sample size right there.
They score runs, but the problem with them is, as you know, Gabe, their bullpen can be a little bit shaky sometimes at the end of games. But,
they don't score enough. Yeah. They don't score enough, the Mets. They hit a few home runs now and then. They've been a little bit better. But, yeah, they're still 16-9 to the under as far as their team total is concerned. I'm going to stay away from a side in this game. I'm just going to play Senga over the 5.5 strikeouts, as we stated. 6-1 to the over, 5.5 in his last seven starts. We've got the Chicago Cubs and sort of like the Angels, no one's talking about this, Cam. This is why I talked about it briefly yesterday. Marcus Stroman complained, except Stroman always complains, so people don't listen to him. But he had a good point. He goes, I don't understand like why there's all this talk about people getting traded here. He goes, we're in the freaking race.
Yes,
and he said
they
just don't want to win. And that's the whole thing. The Cubs have money. They don't want to pay people, or evidently, I don't know what the Cubs' plan is, but suddenly the Cubs are hot. They're flirting. They're hanging around. In a very bad division, no one's talking about them. I thought the Cubs could be a play-on team coming into the year. I kind of thought that they would be better. I thought the Cubs could be good and compete for this division this year, and there'd be a buzz about them, and the owners would want to like bring players in and they'd spend money. It's not happening. Yet the team is sort of lingering. They don't want to pay Stroman. It's a winnable game for them tonight, though, against the Cardinals. What's your pick in this game?
Tough game. I'll give Sherapan all the credit in the world. Remember last night, Gabe, when he kind of got sidetracked with blinkers? He's like, I'm just keeping on betting the Cubs live, and they came back. in that game. You said it. They're actually doing quite well, and no one's even talking about them. The Cardinals are a train wreck. They're going to be sellers, talking about getting rid of Montgomery and a couple other pitchers and everybody. It's just a fire sale there. But, yeah, I think the Cubs can win this game. It's a very winnable game. I haven't bet it yet, but I would probably lean that way with the Cubs.
Justin Steele on the hill here tonight. This guy has been awesome for the Cubs.
He has.
And one thing with Steele is he's dominated the Cardinals. In fact, he's had his best numbers against the Cardinals. And sometimes when you look at pitching stats of pitchers against a team, it doesn't really mean much. Like sometimes, like, all right, like Clayton Kershaw. Clayton Kershaw is 16-14 or whatever against the Giants. Whatever, he's been in the league so long. What is he in those last five starts against this team? But we have a nice situation here. Steele has actually faced this Cardinal lineup three times already this year. And normally when teams see a pitcher two, three times, they're going to get to know him. They can't hit him. It's been three times. He's 3-0 with a 2.95 earned run average in three starts. He just pitched against them last Friday. And he gave up two runs on six hits. A dominant performance for Steele. And the Cubs won three of the four games against the Cardinals last week. Like I said, Steele's strikeout prop is 5.5, Cam. He's 4-1 to the over in the last five. And then you've got Michaelis on the hill for the Cardinals tonight. He's 4-1 to the under. His strikeout prop is 4.5 tonight. His last five starts, he's only had more than five strikeouts once. I think Taylor had it last week once with him. And people always look at overs with these pitchers. You got to pick on under sometimes with some of these bad pitchers. Mm-hmm. It's unlikely Michaelis lasts that long tonight. He's getting rocked this year. And even if he lasts, is he really striking out five batters when it's only happened once in his last five starts? I don't think so. I've got a couple of same game. I got a same game parlay for a couple of these games we'll share on the other side and more.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Rusty. Cam Stewart in the house. Sheriff Penn will step up a little bit later on. Sean Green will join us. Terrell Furman will kick it with us as well tonight. We've got TBT basketball that has begun. One early game, and then we've got a bunch of late games. Angels are up 8-3 on the Tigers right now. They are minus 4.5 in game. And as far as the basketball is concerned, I don't know why this always happens to me, but whatever team I'm on always loses early and struggles early. We got a football score. Mm-hmm. Shell Shock up 14-3 on Guttercat Gang to start this basketball game right now. And this is one of the lowest totals that I've seen at 124.5 after one quarter of play, only 17 points put up on the board. I'm going to jump in on the in-game over here. That's just too light. This game is going to pick up here. You know, it's just because the first quarter was only 17 points. So I'm going to jump in on the in-game over here. Guttercat Gang and Shell Shock. So you got the Cubs. We're talking about the Cubs and the Cardinals. What's your pick, Cam? Cubs and Cardinals.
I'm going to lay off this game, I think. I don't know. I want to take the Cubs, but I already invested in a couple other things. I'm going to let it go, Gabe. I'm going to let it go. I lean Cubs.
I'm gonna get in on Steele here. Man of Steele. This guy really has just been unbelievable. Not easy to go 10-3 on a bad baseball team like the Chicago Cubs, a sub-500 baseball team. I like his strikeout prop. I mean, I'm not gonna argue with this guy. I just sort of ride numbers when it comes to baseball. Baseball is such a percentage and number sport. And obviously matchups come into play. But I don't like getting overreacting with bat fit this and all left-handed that and right-handed and all this type of stuff. It's just still baseball, guys. So Steele's prop is 5.5, 4-1 to the over in the last five. And
it's plus money too.
I'm gonna play Michaelis to the under as well. You know, it's funny because I've got a same game parlay, but it's for one of the later games in which it's both pitchers. I got like a same game parlay where both pitchers are involved. Doesn't matter who wins. I think this is a good one actually here. Let me just see what it pays. Basically, Steele over, Mikolas under. And it's going to pay pretty nice, Cam.
244.
Like, this is going to pay like plus 280 or something.
Yeah, I got 244 on my FanDuel here. That's still very good. Very good.
All right, so strikeouts. I got the Guardians and White Sox game here. That's the one that I already have. But, yeah, here we go. Cubs, Cardinals. I don't know why I didn't think of this one earlier. I looked at it, and I was like, you know what? I know why. Probably because I've been on the damn phone too much this week in my life. That's why I was like, you know, I think about getting a pick in, and I don't get it in. So, pitcher props. Justin Steele over 5.5. Mikolas under 4.5. Yeah, plus 240. That's a good play, guys, right there. If you, you know what, listen, you could play either one of them. You'll have to lay juice or whatever, one of them. You play one of them, you go 1-1, you lose a little juice or whatever, and you wasted your time for the night. At least this way, you're getting, I don't believe, and I'm not saying I have anything against it, but it's never worked for me personally, playing the 16-1s and the 21-1 stuff. Mm-hmm. But I don't have a problem with turning something into a nice little 240. $100 turns into $340, as opposed to putting $100 on each strikeout prop. One of them wins, one of them loses. You're spinning your wheels. You got $180 back, and you're doing it all over again. I don't mind these two little two-team bangers. If you'll notice, Cam, my same-game parlays are always just two-teamers.
Yep. And sometimes to good money like this one. It's actually a very good price. Like, you know what I mean? So Mikolas under 4.5, Steele over 5.5, plus 244. That's good. That's a nice chunk of change. I don't know what I was going to ask your opinion of this Cleveland game. I was looking at, I was thinking about taking the Guardians tonight, but you like the pitchers in this game? Beattie's been, hasn't he been pretty decent recently?
I like this game in the sense of if you're the Chicago, I got to be careful here though. I got to manage my funds. I've been a little reckless lately. I'm like, oh, let's put this. I'm like, no, let's just chip away here. So I got the same game parlay in with the pitchers. Justin Steele over 5.5 strikeouts. Mikolas under 4.5 strikeouts, plus 244. Yeah, with the White Sox, Cam, unless it's like reverse psychology, it cannot be a fun place to be walking into the clubhouse today.
Mm-hmm.
You're 21 games under 500. The season's a effing train wreck disaster. No one likes their owner. You just traded Lucas Giolito, who's been there forever. Ronaldo Lopez is out, so you've just upset, like, you know what I mean? You got, like, the heart and soul. Giolito's gone, so people realize, oh, this is real. Like, so they're breaking this thing up. Then you get rid of Ronaldo Lopez, Cam, so you upset the Hispanics on the team, and you upset other guys that are buddies with Giolito. So, you know what I'm saying? Everyone's showing up today like, yeah, this sucks. Everyone's getting traded, and everyone's going to be thinking, who's next? You know who's going to be next? Lance Lynn. Lance Lynn's on the block. So if you're a White Sox, they're not when they're talking in a clubhouse before like normal people do, they're not talking about, you know what I mean? They're saying, what's your agent saying? My agent's saying, oh yeah, the Twins are interested in me, but you know, we'll see what happens. And you know what I'm saying? I've been in the room for this stuff. I've seen it, Cam, around the trade deadline. That's what's going on. These guys are literally looking at ESPN.com. They're literally calling their agent and going, hey, so what's the word? And they all know behind the scenes. They'll be like, yeah, listen, the Twins are kind of interested, but they're also talking to the Giants about that guy, so they're going to trade for him instead of you. Like, I'll never forget Michael Barrett, the former catcher of the Expos. There was big trade rumors around him. And Peter Gammons reported that he was going to get traded to the Oakland Athletics. He said, you know, oh, it's Michael Barrett, probably going to get traded to Oakland. And I told Barrett, I said, hey, Mike, Gammons just said you're getting sent to Oakland. He goes, well, that means I know I'm not going to Oakland. And he started laughing. That's what he said. He goes, well,
that's amazing.
He told me, he goes, I'm not going. Then he point blank, he goes, Gabe, kind of like secretly, he goes, I'm not going to Oakland. And he goes, but I'm going. And then literally, bro, like 4 hours later, he got traded to the Chicago Cubs. And he said after, Barrett said, I knew. Barrett was like, I knew it was the Cubs, but I didn't say anything. Like, you know what I mean?
That's awesome.
They know, and think about this. The team, because they call the agent. So what's the deal? Or is he ready to move here? And you know, we're going to get a house. You know what I mean? they need to know. It's like some guys find out on Twitter and stuff, but most of these baseball players, if they're getting like Giolito definitely came every night was like, what's the word? What, the Dodgers? Oh, the Dodgers are in? Okay, oh, good, good. Oh, that'd be great. And, you know, and they're probably, oh, yeah, and, you know, the Orioles. Oh, I don't know. I don't want to go there. Like, if you're Giolito, how cool is this game? You just got traded to the Ohtani experience.
I know.
You're like, oh, this is cool.
Yeah, it's very cool.
You're going to live in L.A. and just watch Ohtani do his thing now for the rest of the year.
I think the Angels are scary as hell right now, Morenci, because Ohtani's like, since this thing, they've been playing great. You get an extra pitcher. Giolito's actually, he was a great pitcher on a horrible team. You add that. And then all the other young players on their team, they're starting to rake too. Like, they, like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm looking at this lineup going, this is very bad timing for the Blue Jays.
And they're
going
to get Mike Trout back in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Oh, man.
So it's almost like adding this mega star on top of it, right? Like,
yes.
I talked about them last night as far as this. I want to get to this later, actually. Sharapan's the big baseball guy. It's the only thing he cares about right now, right? Like, I told him aliens are on Earth yesterday, which is factual. I said, you know, they admitted. He goes, oh, yeah. Like you said, he's dialed in on a Cubs game.
How many times can I live bet the Cubs? I'm like, it's Sharapan. That guy's the best.
I told him during one of the breaks yesterday. I said, did you see Congress today? They said, first time ever, they admitted under oath that they're in possession of non-human bodies. He goes, oh, really? Oh, you see him on his phone. It's like, all right, you're not interested at all. Like, wow, there's aliens here. Even the whole world is just like, I saw a great gift, Cam. It just said, it was a picture of an alien. And it said, like, it was a human. And the alien said to the human, aren't you shocked that we've been here? And it's like a dude with a hoodie, like a slacker looking dude. He's like, yeah, dude, I got a lot going on, bro. Like, you know what I mean?
I got a lot going
like,
on.
I don't care. Like, yeah, whatever, dude. That's I got a lot going on. Like, it's like, Dave, I was worried about the bet here. You know, yeah, watch Wild.
Are you going to watch the USA? Now, are you going to watch the USA? Yeah, US? No. I'm being honest. I'm going to go do this, but he's watching
Oakland A's baseball. That was a good game. Yeah, the USA Netherlands game was good. It would have been better if USA would have won. But
yes. We hit the under. Can't
all right, so I put the parlay in here, the same game parlay. Steele over 5.5 strikeouts. Mikolas under 4.5 strikeouts. Yeah, all right, so as far as the Cleveland Guardians are concerned, as I was saying, Cam, so listen, you got Dylan Cease on the hill here tonight. Dylan Cease is a badass, obviously. The guy is super good. But this team, their heart is being ripped out. Everybody's getting traded. Plus, Cleveland just keep finding ways to win baseball games. Not to mention, Beebe's pretty good, Cam. Tanner Beebe, 6-2, 3.40 ERA on the season. Hasn't faced the White Sox in his career, which I actually like a lot. That the fact that the White Sox have never seen this kid before. And I like his current form. He's 2-0 with a 1.14 ERA in the month of July, coming off a 1-0 victory over the Philadelphia Phillies. He struck out 8 batters, Cam. His strikeout prop, though, tonight is 6.5. So, you know, it's not coming cheap here. Meanwhile, you got Dylan Cease going. Yeah, Dylan Cease is just a workhorse. Cease's strikeout prop is 5.5 tonight. He's 5-1 to the over in his last 6 starts. Dylan Cease, 5-1 to the over in his last 6 starts. I really like Dylan Cease's strikeout prop to the over, but I don't think the White Sox are going to win the game.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Morenci. So we jumped in. We told you, let's take it over 124.5. I thought it was a little light after the first quarter of the TBT game between the Gutter Cat Gang and Shell Shock. New in game totals 130.5, so I don't want to get too cocky right now. And Cam, yeah, you like these names? Like I said, yeah, the Gutter Cat Gang versus Friday Beer sounds more like
Sounds more like a bowling league, actually.
Yeah, I agree. It really does. Yeah, exactly. If you say
Gutter
what
Cats
sport is Gutter Cat Gang
Shocks.
And Friday Beers, I'm like, that's the local bowling league. Definitely. It's not, I like it.
Who do you think Shell Shock is? Who's Shell Shock?
Shell Shock.
They are a school affiliation team.
Okay, Shell Shock. I'm going to go. There could be a couple answers. Maryland with
That's
the turtle
great,
shell?
Great answer. Yeah, great answer. I would never have guessed that.
Wow. I can't believe it. Sometimes Gabe,
just think about the shell like a turtle.
My mind?
Shell, like I'm like,
yeah,
shell shock. Like,
here shell comes shock. A turtle. Yeah, he's a shell.
I know he got the aftershocks or Wichita State.
That's what I was thinking shell too, shocks. But they were already like, in the tournament. So I'm like, it sounds like the Maryland Terps to me.
Shell shock. Good call, Cam. You are good at this stuff. Shell shock. Yeah, because
my brain's weird. I don't know. It does really stupid things and other things I'm good at.
Talk to the shell.
Yeah, turtle's in a shell. Yeah, you're right.
Great if this had Ralph Friedgen. They should be like the Friedgens, just have a big turtle head.
It was when I saw Ralph Friedgen, and we do this bit all the time, Gabe, you're so right. And it was actually crazy. There is a guy in my neighborhood, dude, like we've talked about this. He's fusing into his dog. His dog's like a boxer and his face is like, looks like, I'm like, the guy looked different before. You said it, the lady in your building, Friedgen looks like a turtle. Coach K is a devil. Like all these coaches, like Romeo Crennel with the Browns, he looked like a bulldog. Like it's amazing to me how these guys morph into like their team.
They morph. Yeah. No, we can do it. Yeah, if we put a bunch of pictures up. Coach K looks like the Blue Devil himself with the
horns.
Yeah, he's
the devil.
His face gets backwards. He looks like the Blue
Devil.
He's like, that's right.
I know.
Blue Devil. Like,
you
know, it's
it
like,
really
wow.
is.
He became a Duke Blue Devil. Like, he is the
it's
devil.
Like, I don't know how the hell that happens, but it's the best.
So get this, Cam. 7 o'clock Eastern, i.e. 18 minutes tip-off. Best Virginia.
Yeah.
Against Heard That. Marshall versus West Virginia, except
what do you like?
Like I said, West Virginia and Marshall, they're not in the same conference, right? So they have a rivalry. It's one of those deals. They don't play each other ever hardly. But this TBT, they have a rivalry as well. Like the TBT are pretty slick and smart the way they set up the brackets. Like I said, like last Saturday they had it so Kansas was playing the Missouri team in Kansas, right? Mm-hmm. And it was like a big deal. So they know geographically what they're doing. Like Syracuse is playing in Syracuse, so they know geographically how to set up drama with this. And this is in West Virginia, so you got West Virginia alum versus Marshall alum playing in West Virginia in the middle of the summer. Don't tell me people aren't going to be slamming beers, betting this game, and going to the arena camp right to watch this. So West Virginia are 4.5-point favorites. They're really good, West Virginia, but I've lost a lot of money underestimating Heard That, Cam, in this tournament. I'm taking Heard That plus the 4.5.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, and you know, Gabe, us being college football fans and everything else, like the proximity, the geographics, Marshall always thinks that West Virginia thinks, oh, we're your big little brother and we're going to beat you up and stuff like that. So Marshall has a lot of anger towards West Virginia because they think they're the cock of the block in the state, right? Whereas Marshall, they've had some successful teams in the past in a lot of different sports. So I'm kind of with you on this one. I think Marshall, like, will their anger fuel them to play, like, good basketball? I hope it doesn't get away from them, but I would take the points with the dog in this match. And you're right about Heard That. You follow the tournament more than I do, but we've been doing this stuff for years. They always seem to be a team that people underestimate. They might be worth a look. Maybe they can win outright, but take the points.
They don't look like the most athletic team. But they can shoot, and they do have athletes. Like, they're actually super fun, Cam, Heard That. Like, they bomb threes. They, like, vicious dunks and stuff. Like, they really are flashy. Like, they're like a flashy, wa-boom, three ball, wa-bam. Like, they're really, and they're good at it. They're good at it. They have a 7-3 all-time record in the tournament. They played 10 tournament games over the years. West Virginia are no joke, though, man. Like, West Virginia are one of the favorites to win the tournament all the time. Very, very good team, this team. We're only getting 4.5. What's your vibe tell you? I like your psychological angle and you're bringing it up. Will their fuel and hatred driving it? I'm just thinking all the time, like, don't know about their fuel. And I was thinking, I don't know, will their three balls fall? That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, exactly.
But you know what I mean, though, right?
No,
no, it's like, I know what you mean. If it was Marshall and that, but I do agree in a sense, though, that the Marshall dudes, it means even more now that you're playing against West Virginia. It does.
Yes.
We can't lie about it. Like, you can't say it doesn't.
I totally agree. Like, I and Marshall, because
like they got no beef with sideline cancer. We're going to say, oh, screw cancer. You know what I mean? Screw you guys.
Yeah. Like, exactly.
But they do have a beef. Yeah. Like, boo. You guys playing for support of cancer? It's just, man, it's tough to get in front of them. So, heard that coming off a dominant performance, Cam, over the Pitt team, who are pretty good. And they beat the Pitt team 86-71, the Zoo Crew. Rob Gray dropped 27 points for Heard That.
I'm reading here
that I like this. Heard That are only going with a six-man rotation this year. They want the million. They're not playing around.
That's right.
Only their best players are playing.
We can hire another guy. Nah, nah, nah. We're fine. Just want a bigger cut. That's so awesome.
You know, Cam, imagine how heartbreaking it is, this tournament, making it to the final and losing. You don't get anything. There's no consolation prize.
I got to be honest with you. I don't want
to
sound like
a $1 million to... Dude,
I'd want something.
They really should say a million to the winner and here's 200K to the loser. It's fantasy football league.
Number,
you got to like give something to some like, Sarah, here's a million, but here's 100K to you guys made it. Dude, it's hard. Like they actually, you've seen grown men cry, bro, when they lose by a close game and they miss out and they're missing out on like $120,000 share. They're not NBA players. They want the money.
I'll tell you, Morency.
And they just put three weeks of their life into the tournament for free, Cam. They're not getting paid. Like,
correct. This is what I would do, and you guys would hate me if we were on the team. I'd go, listen, here's the deal. It's a million. Winner gets 750. Loser gets 250.
I guarantee someone has thought about, hey, man, let's just go talk to the Gutter Cat Gang and tell them, let's just split the money.
I wouldn't even say split, but we have to get something out of the deal. I don't even want a 50-50 split.
They transfer it to you by Zelle. You get the transfer right after on your phone. Yeah. It's modern. They don't even get the check. Everyone has their phone, and the money gets deposited in their account immediately.
That's great. I prefer a novelty check just for jokes, but that's pretty funny. You got to be honest with me, though. Think about exactly what you said. The mileage, the dedication, what you have to do. The tournament's not like a couple days either. This thing's going for weeks. They might have other jobs, other things going on with their family. I'm telling you, I would take, if you went 75%, 25%, I'm in. Just saw me off like $40,000, $50,000. I need something or else.
That's why they try to regionalize it too. Easier to get players if it's in the hood. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you're a bunch of Syracuse guys and you live in the area, they're not asking you to go to Hawaii to play for free. It's like, listen, we're playing in Syracuse here, so you don't want to show up to the gym. I'm gonna go with Heard That, Cam. Let's ride the underdog, Marshall. We are Marshall.
I have a lot of stuff going on, but I still have a little over 150 left in the gun. You like the
Me
over
too.
In
I'm
this
running
game?
Into soon into BB bullets, BB like a BB gun, but I still got a couple of pellets left, Cam.
That's a problem with my golf bets.
No more bullets, pellets.
Later and later. Yeah, I got pellets. Like every time I'm just waiting for these matchup bets. Like I've won a few of them, and they never cash them out. That's the one issue, Gabe. You're smart about not betting golf. They take too long. This sport, they wait way. I used to get paid like real quick. Now it's like they will not pay you even if a matchup bet till like the round is over, I find a lot of the time. They used to do it when you're in a matchup bet with a guy. Say we had a morning tee off and we were done. Now I'm still waiting on stuff. Like, so monies will be coming in, but I don't have a lot to play with right now.
Updated golf odds quickly right now. Hideki Matsuyama is 4-1. Tony Finau is 9-1.
That's actually not a bad price. Think about this, Lee Gabe. He was 5-under. Yeah, Hodges. Yeah, Gil Hodges from CSI? Nah, he'll fade.
Lee Hodges, 10-1. Who the hell is Lee Hodges? Emiliano Grillo, 11-1. JT Potson is 14-1. Streelman is 16-1 right now. Justin Saw is 18-1. JJ Spawn, 25-1. Nick Hardy, the Hardy Boys, 25-1. Vincent Norman, Vinny Norman, 28-1.
That guy's hot.
Tyler.
Watch out, Vincent Norman, Gabe. I watch a lot of golf. He won 2 weeks ago. He almost blew the tournament. He's a Swedish guy, and he's friends with Åberg. he's actually the, he's been playing great. He's won, he's top 10. Like, watch out for Vincent Norman. If you can get a good price on him, he's somebody I would look at. And right now, we have Rye Bread, Aaron Rye. He's 3 under through 15. If you can get a price on him, I like the fact that he's coming out of the gates pretty well. He's T23 right now. What's Rye? Is he over 30-1? If he was, I'd be on that. Anything over 40, 30, 40, I'd take.
8-4 Angels right now. Mets and Nationals is the only 7 o'clock Eastern baseball game. 7:10 Eastern, Cam.
Yep.
The only pick I like here is Senga over strikeout props. Senga over 5.5.
I'm going to do that, and I'm going to take the same game parlay. I do believe the Mets.
Oh, that's right. You're doing it with the Mets to win, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I
like your Senga over, too.
I don't know if the Mets are really going to blow things up, to be honest. I don't think they will. But
they're not that far back.
But reading the local, like, you know, the buzz around the Mets and all that, and even the quotes around the team, it seems like this is actually a pretty important, like, if they lose these games to the Nationals, people could get traded. Like, if they go,
there's
like, it's almost like the Angels. Like, it's like, all right, it's no more, you know what it's like. The ownership mm-hmm. is like, all right, guys, to the clubhouse, show us you care enough for us not to break you up. Show us something.
Take a look.
Right?
You're right.
That's what it's about.
Gabe, not just this. Take a look who they play afterwards, too. Like, the Mets, it's funny. Like, I would actually look at them and say, let's hold our horses here. They have a series. They can get it here. They have a 4-game series that starts tonight against the Nationals. Then they go Kansas City. They have 7 yep. games. Say they go 6-1 in those games. Then things get real. They have a series with Baltimore. That's going to be tough, but they got – there's, you know, the Pirates are down there.
So like, this next yeah. week is,
this is it.
Critical
this is
for
it.
The New York Mets.
Absolutely. If they go –
the deadline
what's the
is
number
August
for
1st.
Me? I think they got to go 5-2 minimum. I'd prefer 6-1, and then they can start talking, okay, let's get the party started here and go for it.
Are they going to win tonight? Cam says yes.
Yes, I do. I think they do.
I have very tonight. Remember yes, I was talking about not betting on Cub and White Sox games, and that game was just going back and forth. It was one of those crazy games. I was like, that's why I don't. And this going, I feel the same way here. I can't trust the Mets. I understand what you're doing with the same game parlay angle. I'm going to roll the dice here with Senga to go over 5.5 strikeouts because – like I said, man, the Nationals have actually been pretty competitive, Cam. They're 6-4 in their last 10. They're 5-1 in their last 6. They don't True. Think they're playing themselves into the wild card. They're just having fun showing up and playing baseball. They're one of those young teams, Cam. They're just playing for numbers and trying to make a name for themselves and trying to, like, you know, become big leaguers. And sort of like Baltimore was 2 years ago. You and I have seen Baltimore's growth watching them play against mm-hmm. the Jays all the time. Remember, we saw. Remember last year, 2 years ago, we said, this team's going to be good.
Yep.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're on the clock. Let's do this thing. The Nye Metropolitans, Apu's favorite baseball squadron. Give me Senga. Over 5.5 strikeouts. That's all I'm doing with this game, although I'm weary of the match, man. The Nationals are plus 180, 5-1 in the last 6 games. But just give me Senga over 5.5 strikeouts. TBT Basketball. Heard that. We are Marshall. They're the Marshall crew. Heard that. Plus 4.5. And let's go over the 154.5 with Heard That and Best Virginia. Is it 154.5 or is it? Well, I think it is. Is it 150.5 or is it wishful thinking?
I think you said
150. Yeah, it's 150.5. It's 150.5. So I got all these different numbers in my head. Sorry. 150, even better. Over 150.5. And Heard That, Cam, plus 4.5. Those are the only games going off the board at 7 o'clock. So I got three picks for 2 games. There you go.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Senga strikeout prop to the over, the same game parlay with his over 5.5 strikeouts and the Mets to win to plus 124, I think it was. And what else do I have? I'm going to ride Heard That with you. And yeah, that's about it. And then we'll go talk about this Guardians-White Sox game a little bit later. I think I might take both pitchers over to plus money in the same game parlay.
Yeah, that's the one that I do have a same game. parlay for, and I'm getting a little carried away. See, here Cam, I was talking about just freely clicking everything, and I'm like, whoa, we got League Cup soccer
coming up here in about half an hour. We got soccer, too. You better save a couple pellets. I know you don't buy bullets right now, but you better save a couple pellets for 8 o'clock.
I don't like betting pellets on soccer. I like betting, nuclear bombs. AKs.
You got small ammunition now.
Australia suck. The Matildas blow. They're worse than the Sydney Swans. Terrible.
That's Dubsy's team, the Sydney Swans.
They're soft. Bunch of surfers. FC Cincinnati and Chivas Guadalajara tonight. That's coming up at 8 o'clock Eastern. Yeah, we've got a bunch of soccer picks. And the Cam's favorite soccer club in the MLS is playing. Minnesota United FC are in action.
Exactly.